English for Business Examination, Level B1. Examination starts. Good afternoon. Are you ready to start?
Good afternoon. Let's try.
Okay. You are at a job interview now. I'm the interviewer, and I'm going to ask you some questions about your professional background.
Okay.
Let's start. Tell us a few words about your studies or work.
Well, I'm working now in a small company. It's an IT-oriented company, so I work in the IT industry. I'm a technical assistant and I'm a tester mainly, but we do work on different types of parts of the IT industry.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I can tell you that I quite like this job.
Okay, thank you. What do you like most about your profession?
Well, I think I like most that it's quite flexible. You do not have to go into the office at about 7 or 8 o'clock a.m. and do not have to spend the whole of your day in the office working. Sometimes you can afford yourself to go to home office and do your job through the internet or through phone calls at home, and it gives you more and more flexibility, and you can suit it to your lifestyle very well.
Mm-hmm. Okay. How would your manager describe you?
Well, that's an interesting question. I think he would say that I'm a reliable person. I always try to do my job, do my tasks as consciously as I can. I always try to see behind things, try to go into details and try to grab the problems in their root cause. So try to do my jobs as good as I can. I hope my manager also thinks that from me.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you. Well, you said what you like about your job. Is there anything or what do you dislike about your present job?
Well, there are something that I dislike. As you know, we do our work in a government environment. So there are some limitations that we have to meet up, have to suit our tasks. Sometimes we meet customers, we meet people who are a bit of hardly manageable. So there are some kind of challenge in human workforce, and also sometimes I face a challenge in technical manner. Sometimes I have to do tasks which are repeatedly and Sometimes they just kill me.
I see. Okay. What motivates you to do a good job?
Well, I think there are two kinds of motivation as for me. One obvious and one not too obvious. The obvious one is money. You know, you are paid because of you work for a company. That's clear. On the other hand, I think if you are lucky enough, you are in a position when you do something that you like to do. So if you find something, some tasks, some little tasks in your job that interests you, that makes you happy to do it, then it's a win-win situation because you do what you like and you get paid off it.
Okay, well, thank you very much. Let's go to the second part. Okay. Task two would be a graph description. Okay, in the next part of the exam, you will have to describe a graph. You have about 3 minutes to talk about the topic.
Okay.
You will not be interrupted for 3 minutes, but if you finish your task after 2 minutes, you will get some questions. Would you like to start, please?
Okay, thank you. So, as you can see, there is a line chart on this picture, which describes the employment by industries from the beginning of the 20th century through the early of the 21st century. As you can see, there are a total number of employees percentage show on the vertical axis, and on the horizontal axis are the timeline. There are total of four industries described on this picture, namely services, agriculture, manufacturing and mining. It's interesting that at the dawn of the 20th century, the handworking industry was a bit stronger than nowadays. I mean, typically mining or manufacturing and agricultural altogether took at about 50% of total employment share, and the services gave the other percentage. But as the time passed, the services industry slowly climbed up and up, and nowadays it more or less took the part of the whole share of the employment, and it's almost 90%.
Okay.
I think that's all.
Okay, only one question. Okay. What will the future bring for the service industry in terms of employment? What do you think?
Well, I think at least it will stick on the same level, but maybe it will rise more and more as science evolves, as more and more machines, more and more evolved machines, computers are developed. The two-handed workers are, I think, less important. So services will rise, I think,
okay,
in the future.
Okay, thank you very much. And the last task, task three, is a situation where we should, which we should act out and use the points below. Okay? And if you're ready, we can start.
Okay, let's start.
Okay, good morning.
Good morning, madam. Welcome to the smartphone shop. What can I help you?
Yeah, thank you. Oh, well, actually, last week I bought here a mobile, and well, it doesn't seem to work now. I have some difficulties. I hope you can help me.
Oh, I'm very happy that you are our customer, but I'm very, very sad that I have to hear that story. Please, would you be so kind to let me know what's wrong with this phone?
I can phone, I can send messages, and I can use, I cannot really use the internet, as it seems to, the phone doesn't connect to the Wi-Fi networks. So, doesn't really see the sign, or I have no idea, but there is no...
Are you sure that you properly gave the password to the Wi-Fi network?
Yes, I hope so, but if you have one in the shop, I can give you the phone, and I suppose
try. Let's give a try.
Okay, so here it is.
Well... interesting.
It doesn't work here either?
Yes, it doesn't work here. I think we cannot solve the problem just here and right now.
Oh.
But
how long would it take?
If you don't mind, we can examine the problem.
Of course, I don't mind.
It will take at about 1 week.
1 week?
Oh. This is quite a long time, I know, but...
Okay, 1 week.
We can offer you a spare phone, so...
Good, that's what I wanted to ask for, replacement phone. Okay, so spare one.
Yes,
okay.
We try to give you same category phone that you bought last week.
Okay, so about a week... it takes about a week to repair. How much would it be?
Well,
do you know how?
To be frank, I can't tell you now. It depends on the problem on the phone.
Okay,
we
see.
Have to examine it. We have to find the root cause. So I can offer that when we found the problem, I will call you.
Well, that sounds great. Okay. Okay, thank you very much. Okay, this is the end of your exam. Thank you.
Thank you.